what you want.
Oh, Watch this, y'all.
Come up here.
Of a hat, but I want you to know, as far for me, every now and then I need a little help from my friends. So this morning I want you to listen to the words of a song that's going to be sung by one of my friends, and this is just a prelude to the sermon, but I just need you to listen. The Lord has worked on my heart with this, and you'll understand. My friend, say amen for her. Rehearsal this morning. Amen. Those of you with your Bibles, would you turn back again to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. When you have found it, I need you to put your finger in that we may make our proclamation. Gospel of John, chapter 6. Let us hold our Bibles high. Amen. This is my Bible. God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that He may prove Himself in my life today. Amen. Let's go back to the 6th chapter of St. John. And we will read verses 66 through 69. St. John chapter 6, verses 66 through 69. When you found it, please say amen. Let us read. From that time forth, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Allow me a few minutes just to set up my foundation today, which is extremely very important. After doing many miracles that is found over in the second chapter of John, the fourth chapter of John, Jesus got a whole bunch of followers. He got people who were hanging out with him because they found out that hanging out with Jesus, you get an opportunity to eat and you don't have to work. Hanging out with Jesus, you get a name for yourself simply because you're being found in his presence. They found that it was an advantage, a benefit to be seen with Jesus. However, in that vein, it was only Jesus that was doing the work, and everybody else was receiving pats on the back and smiles simply because they were in the company of Jesus. Somebody said, with the company. And my topic this morning is simple. Jesus is all the world to me. The people who were hanging out with Jesus, that's all they were doing. You know, as long as Jesus was feeding them, it was fine. As long as Jesus was clothing them, it was fine. As long as Jesus was doing miracles for them, it was fine. As long as they were getting their needs met, it was fine. But they got an opportunity to see that there will come a time that instead of Jesus doing miracles, he was going to give them the power to do the miracle. Instead of Jesus doing the feeding, they themselves was going to have to feed somebody else. Instead of Jesus meeting their needs, they were going to have to meet the needs of somebody else. And when you look in the scripture, it said those words were too hard. Look at your neighbor and say, they didn't want to work. Here it is, when everybody was receiving, Jesus had a whole lot of people with him. When he was doing what they asked, he had a whole lot of people. But there came a day when Jesus turned around and asked them, what is it that you will do for me? And everybody looked. They were shocked. How is it that Jesus could ask them to do anything? They were just hanging out for friend benefit. My God. And preparing for this, the Lord was just playing back. How many of you remember the sitcom Cheers? Raise your hand. I know y'all ain't just looking at the word. But on Cheers it said, well, you can go where everybody knows your name. Let me borrow your imaginations for a minute. Here it is, Jesus got this whole crowd in Cheers. And everybody just cheering his name. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we adore you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. And then Jesus said, I need somebody to feed the hungry. The first crowd left. He said, I need somebody to go to the nursing home. The next crowd left. Then he said, I need somebody to gather up clothes for the naked. The last crowd left. And he turned around and he only had his disciples. And he looked at him and he looked at them and he said, will you go also? And Peter said, where can we go? You are the only one that have the words of eternal life. Where can we go? You are already at the top, and if we leave you, there's nowhere to go but down. Where would we go? Even in looking at this, I had to go back to the White House with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton when he was caught in his indiscretion. And the women were asking her, what are you going to do? Well, you need to leave him. And she looked at them. She said, huh, he's still president. Where am I going? I'm still the first lady. Where am I going? And as a disciple, today you need to decide, are you a disciple or are you just one that is here to receive the benefits? Because if you are a disciple, you have been sitting around long enough and you've eaten long enough to go out and bring somebody else to the table. If you are a disciple, you have been blessed long enough to turn around and go see that somebody else is blessed. If you are a disciple, instead of always calling out your name before the Lord, you need to learn how to call somebody else's name. If you are a disciple, you see, Jesus is all the world to me because I'm not just somebody who got up this morning, but I am a blessed woman who rolled in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. I want you to know, St. John, you got to decide which side is your bread really buttered on. Many of us got, you know, I don't know, I know y'all don't know this, but my man made a song about Harry Hippie. See, don't worry about that. Anybody got friends when you got a lot of money? But when you ain't got no money, you need a friend. When you're not sitting on the newspaper, you need a friend. When ain't nobody calling your name, you need a friend. At that point, Jesus was trying to figure out who was his disciples. The disciples look and say, Jesus, we are not going anywhere. And I'm just wondering this morning, does St. John have any real disciples? Because when the talk get going, the weak usually go home. I know y'all say the going gets tough. When the going gets tough, the weak ones go home. When everybody's not having a good time and it's time to go to work, those who just on the fringe benefit go home. When ain't nobody paying you no attention, you go home. You only hear because they call out your name. As a disciple, you need to be there when it's hot. You need to be there when it's cold. You need to be here when it's cold. You need to be here when it's packed. You need to be here when ain't nobody around. Because as a disciple, looking at the word of the Lord, he's hearing and teaching and he's doing all these things, and people were gathered to him only when it was easy. But let me tell you, St. John, sometimes the road gets rough. Sometimes the going gets tough. Sometimes the hills are hard to climb. But the Lord says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Some of us will never see the witness of the Lord because we can't stand pressure. But there is pressure with being a child of God. I don't want you to wave your hand. I just want you to smile. How many of you know marriage is hard work? How many of you know that every day is not a sunshiny day? But every day is a good day. I know I work at a mortuary. We know where to put you when you're tired of living. The Lord was there. The Lord was there. Look at verse 68. When he's asking them, will you go? And Peter burst out. He says, where would we go, Lord? To whom shall we go? It's times like this where we need to decide if we are a disciple for real. Now is the time that we need to understand Jesus is not looking for people who just want friend benefits, but he's looking for somebody who will get down in the trenches, who will get their fingernails dirty, who will sweat off their hair, come in with some cut off jeans and say, put me to work, Jesus. He needs some disciples. And I know most of you are sitting there saying, well, you know, you say you don't work. Let me tell you, hard work is hard work in anybody's situation. And as children of God, we have become so lax. But when you can say without a shadow of a doubt, Jesus is all the world to me. Whatever he asks me to do, I can't say no. Wherever he tells me to go, I can't say no. Whenever he calls my name, I can't say no. Why? Because he is all the world to me. Thank God I came to testify this morning. I don't come up here because you pay me. Because he called me, I'll go anywhere he sent me. I don't make several trips up here during the week because I'm lonesome. But I come up here because I'm supposed to be here. And if you know that you are a disciple of God, sometimes you will be inconvenienced. Sometimes you gotta go when you're tired. Sometimes you gotta go when you don't wanna go. But if you are a disciple, look at your neighbor and say, I'm a disciple. Today y'all are so weak. I need a disciple to look at your face and say, I'm a disciple. When they were looking there, they were sitting and wondering, Lord, why would you try to send me away? Everything I have comes from you. And children of God, my task today is to just ask you, do you realize that every breath you take comes from God? Do you realize that when you are able to put one foot in front of the other, it's because of God? Do you realize that the hand you use to move that man comes from God? Everything we do is because God has blessed us. And I want you to know today, be it never a doubt in your mind, I'll make a proclamation today that Jesus is all the world for me. I can understand the disciples. They're sitting there and they're watching people leave. And they're wondering, don't they know that it's only because of him that we live, move, and have our being? Don't they know that he is the one who wakes us up every morning? Don't they know he is the one that lays us down every night? Don't they know he is the reason food is on our table, clothes is on our back? Don't they know? But I came to tell you, some people don't know. Some people have no idea that it is Jesus. Jesus kept us when we would not keep ourselves. Jesus covered us when we didn't want to be covered. He protected us in the midnight hour. He protected us when we was running the street. He protected us when we didn't even have a God on our side. Jesus is all the world to me. Can somebody say that? Jesus is all the world to me. And today, when we're challenged on every hand, you need to put your hook in the word of God. You need to know that as the world is reeling and rocking, not knowing which way is up, you better have made sure that Jesus is your anchor. You better know without a shadow of a doubt, Jesus got your back, he got your side, he got your front. You better know your best friend might walk away, your mama might turn her back on you, but I serve a God. I serve a God today. Looking at the text, I want you to feel the disciples. They're looking around wondering, who's going to be left? Who's going to help me? I came to tell you this morning, don't look around, don't look up, don't look inside, but just look up and say, Father, help me. Do you know there's enough love in this room to turn the world around? Do you know there's enough joy in this room to wipe every tear? There's enough peace in this room to stop the war in Iraq. But until we get out of the business of receiving, we have to learn how to give. We have to learn how to come out of our comfort zone. We got to learn how to share. It's not good that I set my table up and try to eat like a fat girl. I gotta turn around and give somebody else a piece of bread, give somebody else a turkey leg. I don't want to be the only one eating. Because Jesus is all the world to me. Children of God, right now we need to look and ask God. Ask yourself, what have you done for God last week? I know many of you saw, if you paid any attention at all, you saw the bridge collapse in Minnesota. For some reason, that was really stirring on my heart. And I didn't understand what was happening until I went and spoke to my godfather. And he simply said, baby, Irene. Irene is a close relative, a distant relative of mine. She had just crossed over the bridge, not more than 30 minutes before it went down. And she had just crossed the bridge on the side going to her house. But I want to ask you, did anybody see any miracles in that bridge? Because the bridge should have went face down, but he just laid it down. The bridge should have just toppled all up, but he laid it 1 feet. The miracles was not who died, but it's the number of people that didn't die. It's not the fact that they didn't recover all the power. It's the fact that they could recover the car that they recovered. You better look and see Jesus. You better look and see Jesus. I cross the bridge several times a day. Don't you know that messed with my mind for a minute? Until I remember Jesus is all the world for me. Could have been shook up. The next day I got on Martin Luther King and said, Jesus is all the world to me. When they were interviewing people about, does that make you concerned? No, it doesn't make me concerned. I saw Jesus save thousands of people in Minnesota. He saved this little black girl every day of my life. So he is the whole world to me. Church of God, I came to ask you this morning. Are you a disciple, or are you just here for friends' benefit? Can I talk about marriage 1 minute? The problem with most of our marriages today is that all most people want to do is take, 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 take. That is not a marriage. A marriage is a give and take situation. And when we come into a relationship with God, we treat him just like a spouse. All we want to do is take, 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 take. But as anything you take from the Lord, he gives it freely. But every now and then, it's time for us to turn around and give back. Tell your neighbor, learn how to give back. See, y'all didn't catch that. Tell your neighbor, it's time to give back. See, right now, y'all go, ooh. How many prayers have been answered in this church? How many deliverances have come through this church? How many blessings have come through this church? Even if you got a stank attitude, you better know God still blessed you when you didn't feel like being blessed. Even if you got somebody there, you don't want to take it back. God still loves you and that other person, and it's time to give. Even let us in the door, and we have the nerve, the audacity to walk in God's house like we are deserving. I came to tell you today, you better stick your back in the word of the Lord and say, Jesus is all the world to me. I love it like when John started off, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I tell you, it's the Word today. What makes me strong when I get tired? It's the Word. What keeps me going when I want to sit down? It's the Word. What makes me smile when I want to cry? It's the Word. What makes me hurt when I want to hit? It's the Word. What makes me want to come up when I want to sit down? It's the Word. It's the Word. It's the Word. Why? Because Jesus is all the world to me. I don't know how you can make it in this life and not have Jesus. I don't know how you can get up and go to bed every day and not have Jesus. I tell you today, you better trust in the Lord with all your heart, because there will come a day when you will need a God on your side. There will come a day when you have your back up against the wall, and if you are not in the connection, in the arms of Jesus, you got to stand the wall all by yourself. But if you can stand boldly and say, Jesus is all the world for me, you are telling Satan, bring it on, baby, because you ain't fighting me, you fighting my covering. Today is the day. While you're checking out your friends, you better check your God. While you're checking your bank account, you better check your salvation account. And while you're looking at who looks up to you, you better turn around and see who you look up to. Because today is the day that's coming when we will have to give an answer for everything that's done in this body. Every kind, every unkind word, every lie, every nasty attitude, whatever we've done in this body, we will have to give account. And that's when you have to say, Jesus is all the world to me. As we look around today, some of us have this nonchalant look on our face. I just want you to know today, I want you to know today, that if today was all you had, and the Lord will withdraw his breath from 1 minute, for 1 second, will you find yourself at the gates of heaven or hell? Just want you to know today, to keep messing around, acting like we don't have good sense. Any day could be our very last day. And you better make sure that you know that it is in the Lord that I live, move, and have my being. How Trippin said it like this. I wouldn't be able to comb my hair without the Lord. Wouldn't be able to put on my shoe without the Lord. There is nothing I could do without God. Wouldn't be able to love everybody in here without the Lord. God is in everything that I do. Why? Because Jesus is all the world to me. St. John, I came to put you on notice today. The Lord has taken us on another plateau. We're on our way up. We're on our way even higher than ever imagined. And I just want you to know, it's going to come at a price. It's going to come at a price. And I just want to know, are you ready for the journey? What is the price going to be paid, Pastor? Glad you asked. This price says, you're going to have to hug somebody that's not huggable. You're going to have to love somebody that's not lovable. You're going to have to get up and cry with somebody at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're getting ready to go to school. You're going to have to get somebody riding your car that you don't particularly care for. But let me tell you, you better know it's all right. You better know it's still good. Why? We can't give Jesus a ride, but we can give a ride to his children. We can't hug Jesus, but we can hug one of his kids. We can't even just reach out and clap for him, but we can help one of his babies. Why? Because he is all the world to us. And if you think that's too much, let me ask you this. Are you glad he went to the cross? Are you glad he died for your sins? Are you glad that when they laid him in the tomb, he didn't stay there? But on the Thursday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Are you glad that while you were out there nasty and thinking in the world, he saved you enough where you can come out in the family? Are you glad today that he didn't just leave you out there, but when you cried, Father, help me, and you meant it, he said, come and hold my child? How many of you are glad today that at one point you didn't have any money to pay your bill, but when you looked up and said, Father, the money came? When you didn't have it, a dime to go to the doctor, you called up Dr. Jesus and he sent healing to your body. Why? Because Jesus is all the world. the Lord to guide me. And I don't want him to guide me just on Sunday. But the Lord has to guide my feet. He has to guide my eyes. He has to guide my tongue. And he has to do it every day. I know some of you got it all together. I'm not there yet. Because I need the Lord. Some of you have already made it. I'm not there yet. I still need the Lord. Some of you got your D's, your B's, your B.A. I'm not there yet. I just got my P.A.C. and I need the Lord. Some of you are retired already. I need the Lord to take me to work. Work with me while I'm at work and bring me back home. I need the Lord today. And I know some of you are so, you look so good. You living on your looks. Fashion fair can't help me. I need the Lord. I need the Lord. See, when you got it all together, you don't look for Jesus. But when you know that you know that you know that you know. Without the Lord, I could do nothing. When you know that you know that you know. The Lord will let you cry behind closed doors. And wipe your face before anybody see you. I know the Lord. He knows that when your heart is breaking, he'll come in and perform surgery. So when you are in public, you can stand up real tall like ain't nothing bothering you. I don't know about you, church, but I need the Lord. I need the Lord. And as I prepare to go to my seat, I want you to know again, Jesus is all the world to me. Because I'm a disciple. And I need the Lord to guide me 24/7, 365. Because if God would withdraw his breath from 1 minute, from 1 second, I would go back to be nothing, just like I was before he met me. But baby, don't you know, if ain't nobody else glad he went to Calvary, I'm glad. If ain't nobody else glad he died on the cross, I'm glad. And if ain't nobody else happy that he got up with all power in his hand, I'm glad. And if nobody else in St. John can shout hallelujah, I can say hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Why? Because I'm a disciple. And as a disciple, I've eaten enough to feed somebody. As a disciple, I have enough clothes to clothe somebody else. As a disciple, I've been forgiven enough times that I know how to forgive somebody. As a disciple, I've been delivered so I can tell you how to be set free. As a disciple, when I was hungry, he set my table so I can go now and set somebody else a disciple. I'm a disciple because when my body was racking with pain, doctors didn't know what to do. God healed me. And I'm standing here thinking about this scar on my neck. If it were not for the Lord, I would have been dead in 1996 when the doctor sent me home to die. But the Lord said, no, no, not my child. And I was on an operating table and he raised me up. You think I can't tell you nothing? Had enough doors closed in my face where I know how to open the door for somebody else. I'm not doing it so you can pat me on my back. I'm doing it because I'm a disciple. I'm a disciple. So child of God, as I prepare to go to my seat, I want you to understand that if you can go through this life without Jesus, you a good one. But I need the Lord to guide me because I'm a disciple. If you can run through this life all by yourself, and never need a helping hand. You a good one, but I'm a disciple. And I need the Lord to guide me. If you know your job's gonna be there tomorrow, and you already got stuff ready, maybe you don't need Jesus. But I need Jesus. I need him to make sure I got a job tomorrow. I need him to make sure I have a tomorrow. I need him to make sure that everything stays all right with me. And I want you to know, church,